take it off right now. I am embarrassed. Those people are staring. Don't do it. Don't do it. Evan, please don't.
Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
We're almost there, Mr. Lind.
Which house is it, Margaret?
There, at the top of the hill.
Oh. Here we are.
Welcome to Bloomsbury Manor. Won't you come in?
What's my second choice? Gotcha.
Oh, my dear. Mr. Lind, I want you to meet my sister.
Your sister?
Mr. Lind, I've been dying to meet you.
Looks like you already did. Margaret. Oh, Margaret. Your sister is a witch.
I'm getting out of here.
Oh, don't be alarmed, Mr. Lind. There's nothing to be frightened of. My pretty.
You're witches.
That's why we brought you here. We want you to help us out.
I don't do benefits.
Well, we're trying to soften the image. We've had some bad press. Come on, Mr. Lind. Give a ghoul a break.
A ghoul? I can't believe I'm hearing this. How can you stand there with a straight face, with a crooked face, and tell me you're not wicked? After all those things you did to Snow White.
Distortion.
How about Hansel and Gretel?
We were framed.
And what about Dorothy and her little dog Tuptoe in The Wizard of Oz?
She asked for it. And her little dog, too.
I hate to break this up, but I left my jacuzzi on fast forward. Forgive me, I have a cab waiting. The driver couldn't change a 20.
Should we do a little key? Should we have a little line? Gonna go real wild when I'm meet me
through with the 3-6 eyes party girl. French manicure, wipe away the residue.
Start radio.
Welcome back. Did you have a nice trip?
Terrible. The broom broke down over Trenton.
Poor Bartle. You must be hungry. Would you like our specialty?
That depends. Is it food?
It's health food. It's a hot dog with all the meat scooped out of it.
Oh, a Halloweeny. Well, I am hungry. Maybe a little something to eat.
Something small.
Speaking.
Yes. Mr. Lynn would like a bite.
Oh, don't you touch me.
I'm sorry. You have to overlook him.
I'm sure everybody does.
I think I'll go and make a pizza.
Would you like to relax? How about a little chamber music?
A little chamber music? Oh, that would be nice, but where are the musicians?
Locked up in a little chamber. But I can summon them. Oh, they make such very soothing, quiet dinner music. You'll love them. We call them Kiss.
Oh, not unless you brush your fangs.
Okay, boys, play something a little peaceful for Mr. Lynn.
We'll be right back. Wonderland Halloween special will continue in a moment.
Well, I can do next Tuesday. Tuesday all right for you, Githa?
What for?
To be abroad.
Oh, I don't like abroad. I don't like the food and you can't trust the water. And the shamans always hog the deck chairs.
No, Githa. Is Tuesday all right for you to meet?
Well, I'm babysitting on Tuesday for our Jason's youngest. I can manage Friday. Hurry up with the tea, love. I'm parched.
You said you were a bit quite well. Just a bit more work on the screeching.
Very useful screeching, I thought. And it's a good squint you've got there, too.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
A squint's only good if you can get your own eyes to stir up your nostrils.
Would anyone care for a scone?
They've got bats on.
Yes, I made their eyes out of currants.
Something comes.
Can you tell by the pricking of your thumbs?
No, by the pricking of my ears.
Off beats. No one had come up here this time of night.
What's to be afraid of?
Us.
Mama told me the girls are hollow.
Not yet, madam.
Oh, Gallows.
Yes, madam.
Before you go to bed, would you put the cat out?
Yes, madam. Get down! Get down there! Back in bed! Don't you bite me! Get down there! You're biting, you're scratching!
Gallows? Did you put the cat out?
No, madam. I just got your mother to bed.
Gallows?
Yes, madam.
Take some tea up to Witchy Poo, please. She's 8 flights up in the tower.
In the tower? Tell her I'll be there Tuesday.
Boo, gotcha!
Mr. Linda's back, madam.
Witchy Poo! Mr. Linda's back!
Come on down. Can't you do anything like normal people?
I'll forget it.
Oh, come on. Admit it. You've been having a good time. How do you feel about us witches now?
Well, you're not as bad as you look. Come to think of it, nothing's as bad as you look.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the ugliest one of all?
By my troth, I will avow, there's none that's uglier than thou.
I'm so deathly afraid of getting pretty as I grow older. Pretty? I could finish this goop tonight if only I had some guests. Coming, chaps!
Evening, Granny. Do you have any goodies for a Halloween witch?
Witch? I don't remember seeing her at any of the union meetings. But my, isn't she the ugliest little thing? Ugly? Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the ugliest one of all?
Thou wert the ugliest one, 'tis true. But that creep is uglier far than you.
Darling! Come in, come in, come in, come in! I warn you, dearie, I'm going to worm all of your ugly secrets out of you. Tell me now, who undoes your hair?
Do you like it?
Like it? Why, it's absolutely hideous!
I did myself up tonight.
There's nothing like a home permanent. Oh, but I mustn't be such a selfish hostess. Wait right here and I'll stir up some tea and goodies. Make yourself homely.
She may not be very pretty now, but she was somebody's baby once.
Upstart Radio.
Yes! many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. They're strange, so strange. It's very strange to me. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Oh no.
Continue in a moment.
I'm not a witch. I'm nothing you've heard. I'm you, except with bigger. And though I come pretty damn close, none of us are perfect. None of us are happy with the movies showing late at night. Bad movies where giant bugs, headless women, and space aliens masquerade as entertainment. That's why we need change. So I'm off to Washington. I'm showing the werewolf of Washington and want you to watch. I'm Elvira, and I approve this message.
We're having the time of our lives. What's next?
It's the moment I've been waiting for.
What's that?
Kiss.
Oh, Mr. Lin, that's so sudden.
Ding dong, the witch has flipped.
Mr. Lin, we've been talking to Kiss. What is number one with the bullet? Is that like when they say a blast from the past or a golden oldie?
No. You're a blast from the past. And you're a golden oldie. And they're number one with a bullet. At least their new record is.
It's called Beth.
You two will love it.
because Beth is a monster of a hit.
Oh. Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? You say you feel so empty, that our house just ain't a home, that I'm always somewhere else, and you're always there alone. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, Beth, what can I do?
Margaret, I've always wanted to meet Kiss.
Hi, fellas.
This has been Mind Walk for non-profit use.